Welcome back to Talk the Talk with your girl Anita Love. I am coming to you from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and I just came on this bitch just to vent. Right? So I have been helping with family and been babysitting, been running errands, all of those things. And like I've mentioned on a previous podcast, I have been dealing with certain things with my health. But it's like I am exhausted. I'm burnt. Oh my God, I feel like I'm losing my mind at times. And then when you have conversations with people that think one way or one side, you're like, damn, is it just me? Because I've just been inside of a house, cooped up, babysitting, helping, caregiving people to where the point now is like any little thing irritates the fuck out of me. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But sometimes I wonder. Now, they have this thing where they're constantly doing TikToks pertaining to bad mothering, bad fathers, just bad parenting, right? Where they have this one TikTok where the kids say, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out, or I clothe you and feed you. And then the kid come back and say, did I ask to be here? And I don't even think people understand how disrespectful it is to have a kid tell you, I didn't ask to be here, when most of your parents didn't ask to be here either. And most of your parents wasn't trying to bring you here. They wasn't trying to get pregnant. They were just trying to fulfill that lustfulness, excitement, thrusting of intimacy, sexual gratification that they were doing with the significant other. And they got carried away and wasn't thinking about the outcome of bringing another baby into the world. And this is what fucking happened. You know, let me be very clear. I think that every child have a right to feel how they want to feel, or if something makes them uncomfortable or something upset them, they have a right to express their feelings. The problem I have with it is most kids always have a problem when they're being reprimanded by the parent, or the parent is scolding them into the right directions, or telling them, hey, I need you to do this, that, or the other. Now it becomes the kids have more entitlement than the parent that's doing all the work, because now the narrative is the kid didn't ask to be here, but neither did the parent. The parent didn't ask to be here with their parents, and the parent didn't ask to be a parent, but they're a parent. And the parent didn't ask to have to be dealing with all the responsibilities pertaining to a child that don't want to listen or respect them, but feel like the parent should respect them. Make that motherfucking shit make sense to me. Because right now, the math ain't motherfucking mathing. It ain't fucking math. And now, I'm not talking about children as an abusive relationship with their parents and aunts and uncles and cousins, or being sexually assaulted or in the foster system. We not talking about them. And y'all motherfuckers that try to make things worse than what they are, or try to take bits and pieces of people's shit and run with it, you know that's not what the fuck I'm talking about. I come from a questionable background. I've been through things as a kid. I've been through things to where I didn't feel protected. So you know damn well I'm not talking about those type of situations. I'm talking about the situation where parents are doing the best they can with what they have and what they know, and they come up short sometimes. They don't always get it right. Sometimes they fail. Sometimes they make a mistake. Sometimes they fuck up. But you want to hold that parent hostage for any and every mistake they made, but you want them to keep giving you fucking leeways, to keep lying to them, stealing, breaking laws, not going to school, acting up in school, teachers calling you, don't want to eat this, but want to eat this. Oh, I want the latest clothes. Oh, I want this. Oh, I want to dress this. I want to get my hair done. I want that. But you want these parents to put in all this initiative to get you what you need and what you want, but also be a parent and go to work and provide and take care of all these bills that which you benefit the fuck from, although you didn't ask to fucking be here. But you ain't got to listen. You don't have to respect a parent. You don't have to do any of that. And see, I was that person that thought that I did a good job as a parent. I thought I did a good job as a guardian. I thought I did a good job as a mother, to be honest. And then there were things that were brought to my attention that was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And I have a confession to make. It did something to me. It ate at my fucking core. It made me second guess myself. I had a lot of questions about me. I recently had a conversation with a friend of mine, and I was wondering, like, I don't understand what I failed at, what I came up short. Like, what mistakes did I actually make, because I can't see it. And it's not because I'm not trying to, and it's not because I think that I'm perfect and I think that I never made any mistakes or came up short. It's I don't know what exactly I did, because there were decisions that had to be made, things that had to be done, because that was the best, that was what best for the our situation at that time. And if I had to do it again and the situation and circumstances was the same, I would still do it. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was abused. Nobody was neglected. None of that shit. And from those situations, y'all were even better people. But to turn around and say that I wouldn't do this and I wouldn't do that to my child, it was almost like, what are you actually saying? Or kids nowadays never have a problem with a parent until the parent is correcting them, or the parent is advising them of things, or the parent is expressing concerns about something, or maybe drilling them about something that the kids don't want to hear. And then all of a sudden they have this chip on their shoulder that they needed to get off. You know, they got all this extra energy that, you know, they've been holding on, and they've been trying to give people grace because these are the most horrible people in the world. I'm sitting there thinking, you never needed or wanted for any motherfucking thing. And a motherfucker wouldn't dare try any of y'all. We allow you to speak your mind. We allow you to express how you feel. We allow you to dress the way you feel, although at times may not have liked it, may not understood it, may not agree with it, but allow you to grow the way you see fit. Yeah, because you had your own idea that if someone didn't like you doing something or didn't want you to do something, that they would be mad. Of course, a parent gonna be disappointed if they thought or felt something else would be better. But it ain't that parent fault, because you gave yourself a thought or had a perception of something in a negative manner towards the parent, and now you want the parent to prove to you that that ain't what's gonna happen without you even expressing to them that you're concerned about these things that you worry that they will fucking do, that they don't even know that they worry that you gonna fucking do. I know that sounds confusing. I know. I'm just so annoyed. I'm just so annoyed because I constantly hear parents getting beat up on, talked about, criticized. I keep hearing about parents that discipline their kids was abusive to their children, and I'm sitting there thinking like, are you fucking kidding me? So because that situation worked for you, any parent that may have disciplined that kid and wasn't a gentle parent, they were abuser. They abused their kid. I am one of those people that had to correct their idea of thinking and processing things, because I know there are plenty of families that curse their ass off, call their kids bitches and motherfuckers and fuck you and this and that, and they have the most amazing relationship. And the kids are amazing kids. But they understood that just because my parent curse a lot, or my parent get loud, or my parent may sound stupid, doesn't mean my parent don't love me, doesn't mean that my parent don't respect me. This is just who that parent is, and that's just how that parent talk. We can't go around here wanting parents to change who they are to make us feel comfortable, but we want our parents to allow us to be comfortable with them. Our parents should be comfortable with who we are as individual and as people, and no matter how many times we change, but we not supposed to allow them to be themselves. They got to be a certain way. They got to talk a certain way. They got to walk a certain way. They got to act and dress a certain way. How the fuck does that work? How the fuck does that work where the parents who didn't ask to have kids, majority of them was not trying to have kids, were not trying to get pregnant at that time, had kids and say, hey, I made this decision. I went there and I had unprotected sex. This is my responsibility. I'm going to own up to my shit. I'm going to take care of my child the best way I can. And for the most part, majority of them did. They made mistakes. True, I give them that. But if they love you and they are trying to do right by you, what the fuck is the problem? Why is this trend on TikTok so... I don't get it. And then I was reading some of the comments where they were saying about how they don't talk to their parent because of this, and how to this day their parents still say that. Still say what? If you still live with your parent and you don't help pay bills, you don't clean up around that bitch, you don't cut grass, you don't throw trash out, you don't do any of that, then what the fuck are we talking about? And see, the problem is people don't want responsibilities. People don't want boundaries. People don't want to be taught responsibilities. People don't want to be taught how to be organized. People don't want any structure in their life. They just want to be free will. They want their parents to be their best friends. And when you're not, then you're the most horrible parent in the world. Having your kids do chores is not to make freedom for the parent. It's not to give that parent an extra 30, 40 motherfucking minutes. Because most time that parent is coming back overseeing what you fucking did wrong. And 9 times out of 10, most parents, if they're anything like me, you're fixing it and correcting it. And half the time, I don't even say anything to my child when they made a mistake. I would just come back the next time and say, hey, add a little bit more of this. Or what I would do is I would scrub it on this side with the scrubber and then take the south part and finish cleaning it. That's what I would do. I teach. Being able to be learning how to wash and dry and fold your own clothes, because I'm not going to be here forever. Learning how to iron your clothes, because I'm not going to be here forever. Teaching you how to wash your own ass, because I'm not going to be able to do that for fucking ever. Showing you how to cook, so you can cook for yourself. So you can be independent. So you don't have to sit and wait and for someone else to do for you. But many kids don't want to learn how to cook. They don't want to learn these things. They want to sit back and blame parents for not being rich parents, not changing generational wealth. So I judge my parents by that, because I see what's going on social media and Instagram. Do you not understand that so many things was not available to a lot of parents when they were coming up? And they did the best they could with what they had. And what the funny part about it is, majority of these motherfuckers ain't have to suffer and struggle. Don't know what it feels like to have their lights cut off. Don't know what it feels like to want to be involved in activities and can't, or go somewhere and can't pay for food. Majority of them have no idea what the fuck it feels like. But yet you're sitting back judging and talking about your parents. I know. I'm not talking about me. I am talking about a friend of mine. We were on the phone having a conversation, and something popped off between her and one of her kids, and then other kids chimed in, and it just did something to my spirit, and it upset me, because I remember certain situations and certain things that I experienced on my own. And I allow them to say how they felt. I respect how they felt, even though I totally disagree with a lot of what they said. But I can't tell someone else what to feel or how to process things from their experience. I do feel that some things was misinformed. It wasn't communicated clearly. They didn't have all of the information that they went off of. And they only took bits and pieces of a situation, or they have looked at a situation or circumstances which they were unable to see the full picture of things and why things happen. And when you do that, sometimes you will judge people and you will get false perception of things, because you don't have the full view. It's not full clarity on it. And I don't try to tell people, hey, just take a moment and stop and think and process things when it comes to how younger people judge their parents. However, I would suggest that. Sometimes don't be so quick to judge people. Sometimes you take a moment and process things. I've been judged my whole life. You know what I mean? There are so many things that have happened in my life that there are things that have happened that I never even mentioned and told people about. Never mentioned, never told people about. There were some things that I did share certain things about me to people, and I got judged for it. And to this day, I still get judged for it. So I just hate to imagine sharing certain things with my children or people that I love and care about, and being responsible for them and raising them and taking care of them, and then they judge me by those things. It's very hurtful. It's very hurtful, which made me become an even more, quiet, protective person. Because you get tired of being judged. And so many parents are being judged, but they're not being judged fairly. They're not being judged fairly. I recently found out that the one person that I thought would judge me and would believe the most horrible things about me didn't. And the person that I thought wouldn't did. And it was just, it was eye-opening. And it made me realize, even my own self, that I was judging a person by past experience and past pain too. That I hadn't fully let go of certain things. Although I had moved past it and I had healed from it, I was still holding on to certain actions, certain reminders. And by me holding on to it, it was keeping me protected so that I wouldn't lose focus, or I wouldn't trust them and give in to them, or give them a chance, or give them room to get back close to me, and then they deceived me and hurt me. So I was very guarded, you know, walking on eggshells, kind of just making sure I'm mindful of what I say and what I do. But we as parents, we work our ass off. Many of us have always tried to be better parents than our parents, because we knew that our parents weren't the best parents. We knew that they had came up short with certain things. We knew that. We're not crazy. We knew that. We felt that. But I learned for myself, as my responsibility got older and I became much more mature, that I had to give grace and mercy, and I had to forgive, because I'm human and I don't want people crucifying me and holding me hostage for shit that I fucked up at, because I didn't know any better, or I didn't know what to do, or I thought that what I was doing was the best thing and it may not have been. I didn't want to be punished for trying, although I may have failed. I wanted to be loved despite of. And that's all most parents want. Just the same thing that kids want. Opportunity, respect, love, support, caring. All of those things, parents want the same thing. They want the same thing. They want to be people to be patient with them and understanding and supportive of them. And listen and love them. They want those things too. Now, no, they don't expect for their kids to take care of them. Most parents do not expect for their kids to take care of them. And I don't believe in having my kids pay bills at my house. But if you're going to be in your 30s and 40s and you may not be able to move out on your own, you're going to do something. You're going to do something. Because I noticed that young kids that's still at home, they feel like if I don't dirty as many dishes as you, I don't have to wash the dish. If I don't throw as much trash in that trash can as you, I don't have to throw the trash out. If I don't walk on this carpet as much as you do, I don't have to fucking vacuum. If I'm in my room, I shouldn't have to dust any area of the house. There are people, kids, young kids that live with their parents, even as young adults, that feel like they don't have to do anything in that house other than sleep in their bed. Get up and go as they please, go to their job, go to school, do whatever it is that they want to do, and they don't have to do anything in return. They don't want you to ask them to do something, but then they want you to ask them if you need them. But they really don't want you to ask them because they really don't want you to need them. And they don't want you to need them because then it would make them look like you're saying that they're selfish. So you just don't know what to do when it comes to what do you do as a parent when it comes to your children, and they become young adults as well, and they still live under your roof. Because I ain't finna put none of my children out. I don't believe that parents should put kids out until a child is fully ready, prepared to be on their own, to be able to carry that load. So many kids hurry up and move out because they hate their family so much. They hate their mom or their dad so much because they're so strict. They're so opinionated. They're so negative. And then when you think about it, are they really negative? Or is it that you don't want this person to tell you anything anymore because you are now a young adult? You're tired of hearing their voice because now I'm grown. I can say what I want to say. I can say how I feel. I just wish you shut up. And the funny thing about it is I've noticed that most young people that have both parents that find something wrong with their dad or may find something wrong with their mom, their parents, their children, their friends like their parents. Their friends respect their parents, but they don't. Make that shit make sense to me. I didn't come on this podcast to keep it going, but I needed to vent, and I needed to get this off my chest, and I needed to just express my frustration of what I've been hearing. And that is my little person that loves to interfere in something when he see that I'm trying to make time for myself. parents, I see you. You know who you are, the ones that have gotten up, did what you're supposed to do, help raise your kids, help raise your grandkids, trying to be there, teaching, guide, and support, love, educate, show your children the right and wrong way or options A, B, and C, allowing them to dream, to open their imaginations up to bigger things, teaching them how to take accountability for their fuck-ups, not making excuses and trying to cut corners to get to the destination. I see you. I was you. I am you. I feel you. And I believe in you. And when kids get to a certain age to where they don't respect you and don't want to listen to you, the only thing I could tell you is let them go. Let them find their own way. Peace.